James David, June 16th, 2007.
Okay. Interviewer is Josh. First topic we're going to talk about is religious life in Roswell. Do you attend any sort of church or temple?
I attend Roswell First Baptist Church on Mimosa Boulevard.
And is that the church you've always gone to?
Yep. Since I was born. As far as I'm aware, anyway.
And how integrated into your life is the church? Do you go once a week? Or?
I'll be going tomorrow morning whenever I'm in town, whenever I'm in Roswell for the weekends. I'll always go on Sunday mornings. I've started attending the Hispanic services that are also held at this church. So I'm less integrated into the normal church life than I was as a child. But I've been going to church on Wednesdays and Sundays pretty much throughout my life up until college.
Okay. And how do you find the Hispanic Mass different or service than the rest of them, the other traditional ones?
Aside from the obvious differences, just a different demographic, but pretty similar influences, I would say. Same setup. It's a little more contemporary. Guitars, bands, singing, a little more contemporary. Everything else, pretty much the same.
Have they always offered a Hispanic service?
No. Hispanic service has been around for maybe 3 or 4 years, something like that. And there was a Korean service in the same chapel before that. I believe they moved to their own church.
And how has religious life played a part in other people in Roswell that you know of?
A lot of my friends growing up attended some sort of church. All of my best friends I met through my church, through Roswell First Baptist. In high school, for example, I was involved with a couple of religious organizations that would meet sort of outside church, and a lot of times those would be incorporated with a couple of the other churches nearby where I go to church, at Roswell United Methodist or Roswell First Presbyterian. So I would say most of my friends attended some sort of church in the area.
How did churches interact with the community at large that you noticed when you were growing up?
Well, I guess community service to some extent. A lot of the younger groups at church, through whatever organization, would do community service projects around the community. Just providing an open atmosphere where people could come and seek help for their problems. The door for my church was open pretty much 24/7, and we've had people come in before, just with various issues in their lives, homeless, alcoholics, what have you, just coming in to talk to somebody. And the pastor's told stories about that on a couple occasions to me. And so just things like that. As far as more specific interactions with the community, nothing else really comes to mind.
And how long has your church been around?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know there's every week in the bulletin there's a Roswell First Baptist Church since so-and-so date, 1900 something, I don't know, can't quite recall.
What sort of activities did you participate in at church?
Well, there is a Boy Scouts like organization that we called Royal Ambassadors, where we would go and have informal Bible study ish type thing. We had a basketball league where we would play basketball with the churches in the surrounding area. Pinewood Derby, little wooden car racing setup that you would find in Boy Scouts. Sports, stuff like that. So that was one aspect of something I did when I